Hey, Claudette, kia ora rawa tukwe.
That's the hen.
we'll be coupling in a bit. We'll be coupling in a bit from the young fella too, because his rooster's got up. Hey, thanks, Claudette. Busy in Wellington. What did you make of Luxon accessing that accommodation grant? Yes, I know that he said, "Oh, listen, I'll pay it back," but it didn't look so good, did it?
Oh, bad look, bad look. It didn't read the room. Everything is about entitlement. All he came across was sounding like he is a very entitled prime minister. Here is Christopher Luxon trying to justify his $54,000 entitlement. Here he is answering questions from the media. Here's Christopher Luxon.
Look, it's part of an entitlement for an out-of-Wellington MP, and it's because I don't have a primary residence in Wellington. Like, there's a series of allowances and entitlements.
So, entitlements. He's entitled because he doesn't have a residence in Wellington, because that's not his primary place of dwelling. But he owns the apartment. It's freehold. He's entitled to get to take taxpayer money to pay for an apartment that he owns outright, unlike others who actually have mortgages on their apartments. This is a freehold apartment. And let's not forget that Jacinda Ardern, when she was Prime Minister, she lived in the drafty $30 million Premier house. She also made renovations to the house. The report that came out on the structural issues, or on the issues around Premier House, says it's not uninhabitable, but yet the Prime Minister doubled down to say that he was entitled. Here he is again, saying that he is entitled to take that $54,000. Here he is again.
As I said before, all MPs and ministers have entitlements, particularly all those MPs that are living outside of Wellington.
So he's entitled, because he lives outside of Wellington, to get the taxpayer to pay for a dwelling that he owns outright. Again, this is not unusual. Yes, if you are outside of Wellington, your primary residence is not Wellington, you are entitled to have your accommodation paid for, but I'm not 100% sure that the taxpayer will agree with them, will agree with the Prime Minister, given that he owns this property outright, remembering that previously Bill English, when he was deputy leader of, when he was deputy Prime Minister to John Key, he had the very same issue crop up, and he paid it back immediately before it became a huge issue for the government. This time round, Christopher Luxon has not read the mood or the tone of the nation, given that he has told everybody to buckle down, tighten their belts. He's looking for 6% savings across all of government agencies, and yet he cannot make savings himself with his own office personally, even though he's demanding everybody to knuckle down. Here he is just one more time, just how entitled he believes he is given the situation. Here is the Prime Minister.
It's an entitlement that I have as an out-of-town Auckland-based MP.
So again, he's entitled, albeit that he is demanding that the nation buckle down, tighten their belts, as I said earlier, 6% cuts across the public sector. And let's not forget that he is also getting the taxpayer to pay for his te reo Māori lesson. So again, entitled, that's what he says he is. However, he finally, after much persuading from senior members of the National Party, he has finally, late yesterday afternoon, decided that he will repay the $13,000 of the $54,000 that he was entitled to. And you've got to remember that this is $54,000 year on end that he is entitled to. So So far he has taken $13,000 of that 54 for the first year, and he has decided to repay it and not use that entitlement. It took him a very, very, very long time to realise that his demands for austerity from Aotearoa New Zealand and him taking this entitlement, not a good look.
Well, yes, the term entitled comes up a fair bit. The dictionary says it's believing oneself to be inherently deserving of privileges or special treatment. The bloke's got seven houses.
Well, I think the issue is that this freehold property, why are we paying rent or why is the taxpayer paying for a freehold property? There's that. When everybody else has mortgages or they're renting. So, again, whether that entitlement is written into the statute or legislation, not a good look from the leader of the country who is demanding austerity. You know, why? You know, whether he's got one whare or 100 whare. To say tighten your belt and then he then takes $54,000, not just, you know, all up. This is year on year. So not a good look.
Not a good look. You know, a misstep certainly, a learning curve perhaps, a hanging offence. No, well, I don't know about that.